Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations. Jess and I are so excited to be closing out 2021 with you guys. We are excited for an episode today all about trends for 2022. What are the big things that you need to know about?
Exactly. So usually we do a little time out for trends segment, but since we are talking all about trends today, we're going to skip right into our deep dive. This deep dive, like Jacqueline mentioned, we're going to share with you some of the top 2022 projected trends, and then kind of talk about how you as an influencer or destination can integrate those upcoming trends into your own marketing efforts for this next year.
Yep, Jess and I have looked at a lot of different resources. We know there's a lot more to come as well because 2022 hasn't started yet, but please stay tuned, keep listening, and watch out for those time out for trend sections because they will be even more relevant next year. But we've got your advanced copy right here.
Exactly. Okay, so the first thing we want to talk about is sponsored content. One of the best ways to see upcoming trends is looking back on 2021. So something that we found from a website called clear.com, clear is with a K.com, was that they reported that sponsored content, basically posts that had the hashtag ad in them, grew a lot in 2021. And when I say a lot, I mean 26.7% increase last year alone. And those were for the standard static post for Instagram. Now, the stories also increased as well by a total of 33.5% increase in those sponsored Instagram stories. So we saw a big jump in 2021, and that's projected to continue to climb in 2022 as well.
Yeah, this is really interesting because this will affect what strategy that you decide to use, whether you're an influencer or a destination. You want to make sure that you're planning your collaborations effectively so that your posts and your stories or whatever type of content you decide to use is effectively doing the right guidelines, having that hashtag in it, but also making sure that the audience will effectively see it and will be affected and influenced by it.
Exactly. Another cool trend that they have reported, same website that I'm pulling from, clear.com, they're saying that most campaigns for the past year of 2021 utilized Instagram stories. So brands caught on to the fact that just the standard in-feed posts were not enough anymore. They realized that a lot of users, instead of spending a lot of time scrolling through their feed, they would click through stories. So brands started utilizing both the stories and the Instagram post. And so we can continue to see that trend for 2022 as well.
Yeah, I think this is interesting because as we saw even just a month or two ago, Instagram is opening up a lot more to what people can and can't use on their profiles. We can all use links now. It's not just over 10,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to see a lot more little changes like that that will make your Instagram stories a lot more effective and really be effective when you work in tandem with your other types of content.
Exactly. Yep. I 100% agree with that. We've seen a lot of cool updates, like you mentioned, that link in your stories for all people, not just people with over 10K followers. So that was a really cool addition. For 2021, they reported that about 20% of all the campaigns leveraged the stories. That's predicted to grow as well in 2022. So if you are a destination listening, something that you can pull from this is when you are developing your contracts with your influencer, make sure you include Instagram stories as part of your contract instead of just the in-feed posts.
One of the things that we here at Relic like to do is when we're working with influencers, we want to make sure that we're using a well-rounded strategy. So when you go throughout your collaborations in 2022, you'll want to continue to do that if you're not already doing that. Making sure that you have some stories as well as posts and even video content, making sure that your influencer and their content that you're collaborating with will be seen by as many people as you can.
Exactly. Yep. Great points. Let's go back and let's talk about, you mentioned that Instagram is now allowing all people to use links in their story, no matter their following count. So that leads very well into our next point of micro influencers. Micro influencers, they're kind of defined by each company a little differently, but this website defines them as influencers that have anywhere from 5 to 30,000 followers. So with that in mind, we're going to kind of talk about macro influencers and the trends that we saw in 2021 and 2022. Now, this number is crazy to me. Clear.com reported that 91% of all sponsored post engagements were with content created by micro influencers, those people with just 5 to 30,000 followers. So that honestly, if you're a destination listening, you might want to consider working with somebody within that follower range because they've been able to see the most engagement on their sponsored content.
Yep, I definitely agree. And I think this is why micro influencers have continued to increase, you know, with or without that link capability, because the micro influencers do have a really high engagement rate. They have a lot lower count of followers that they can engage with and be personal with and be personable with. And I think with this ability to have the link open to everyone, this is a Jacqueline trend, I will specify that. but I think nano influencers are going to increase as well. I mean, we're going to want that engagement rate and that smaller audience size within the very specific niche we're looking for. And that could increase as well next year.
Yep, 100% agree with that. Not only did micro influencers succeed on Instagram, but they also dominated the platform TikTok. Most of the TikTok ads and sponsored content actually came from micro influencers. So if you're a brand listening, definitely engage with your audience on TikTok. I know personally as an influencer working with different tourism boards and planning contracts for 2022, many of them have asked for that TikTok add-on as part of the contract that we're working with. So, and also as a note, if you're an influencer, if you have not gotten onto the platform TikTok, it is time. I honestly dragged my feet for years. I did not want to get on TikTok for a couple of reasons, but I finally bit the bullet and just did it. And then we've been on for like the last 6 months, and it's actually been a very, very good benefit and advantage to us.
I would even say the same thing for destinations. Now is the time. It's you want to hop on the bandwagon. You want to be on that platform. Really learn everything and anything you can about it, because both TikTok and Instagram, especially with video content, is going to be really important in 2022.
Yep, exactly. Speaking of TikTok, okay, isn't this crazy that in 2021, TikTok surpassed YouTube? Who would have thought, right? YouTube is such a powerful platform, and it has been for years and years and years. But this past year has proven that TikTok is an incredibly powerful platform, that it overtook YouTube.
I saw that, and holy cow, that was amazing. It's really incredible to see what these bite-sized 30 seconds to 3 minute videos can do. And I think because our attention spans as individuals are so short and we're running in such a fast paced lifestyle now, TikTok is really where it's at.
Exactly. Yep. Another trend, let's talk about ambassador programs. 2021 saw great results with ambassador programs, and 2022 looks like it's going to shape up to be the exact same way. Jacqueline, what are your thoughts on a destination running an ambassador program?
Oh, Jess, we're making big plans for 2022 for that. I won't spoil or share anything, so stay tuned. But we are working with some destinations to push this, and even companies and businesses that maybe aren't destinations, we're really sharing this with them, because making sure that you have advocates and influencers who care about your company and really are supportive of what you do and what you stand for is even more important. And we've seen that kind of trend in 2021 as well. We've talked about this multiple times over the past year. People really want to buy into something that has value and that has values and believes in something. Mm-hmm. They want a brand that has a personality that goes with it. And so I think ambassador programs for destinations is going to be really important, because then they can really share and have that long-term partnership rather than just a one trip and done.
Exactly. Yep. And another advantage for destinations is that it is more of a cost-effective campaign. It can boost brand awareness. It reaches new untapped markets. Another benefit, too, is that they receive, you know, that beautiful user-generated content that can continue to be repurposed on all of their different social media platforms and websites. So if you are a destination listening, definitely reach out to Relic because they've got some great ideas about how you can run an ambassador program.
Yep, I think one of the pluses about having an ambassador program and another trend I think we'll see in 2022 is multi-influencer campaigns. I know destinations. There are some small budgets out there. I'm here for you. And sometimes multi-influencers campaigns and ambassador programs can get expensive. But I think if you plan it effectively and if you know exactly what messages you want to share and exactly what content you want to have, I think this can actually be really beneficial for you. Because one of the things that can be the hardest is getting multiple touches from the audience in getting them to be influenced to come to the destination. You want to be able to have the influencer share multiple times about the destination, and having multiple influencers sharing about that as well will not only increase the reach and the views there, but can also be really inclusive and can help you get a diverse audience to talk about your destination. And so we'll see inclusivity and diversity being huge themes for 2022 as well.
Exactly. Yep. You can only expect that to continue to rise in 2022. Another trend that was big in 2021 and continues to be projected to be a huge trend in 2022 is multi-influencer campaigns. Basically, this is a campaign where a brand or destination will use multiple influencers at the same time in order to promote, you know, their destination or product or whatever it may be. Instead of just, you know, counting on one influencer to do the job, they'll use a lot of different types of influencers in different niches to promote, you know, their destinations or products. I think this is very critical for brands to understand. So for example, if you're a destination, maybe this next year, perhaps not use all family travel influencers, maybe, you know, mix it up with some couple influencers, solo influencers, because I think this will be a trend that will stick around for the next year and years to come.
Yep. And this goes along with that ambassador program. Maybe your ambassadors are from different niches, and maybe your ambassadors are inclusive and diverse in sharing your destination.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right, Jess, I've got another trend for us. This one is a little bit different, but as a PR professional, just as much as influencers are often a tool we use in public relations to help keep the public perception and reputation of a destination intact, as well as positive and all of the sentiment and good things like that. So one of the trends that I want to bring to the show today is crisis preparedness. I know we've faced a lot of things in the past, and I don't want to rehash any of that because we've all lived through it now. But we do need to make sure that we're being prepared for 2022 with some of these things. And influencers can be a great help when it comes to that. When it comes to being prepared, make sure that you have a plan and make sure to include influencers in that plan. It goes along with an ambassador program or a multi-influencer campaign. Whatever you decide to do, making sure that your influencers are communicated well with and that you have those partnerships so when something maybe does happen, you'll be able to spread the word quickly and you'll be able to have advocates in your corner that can help spread the positivity of your destination as well. I think that will be really important.
That's fantastic to know. I love, throwing in a little PR tip and a trend for 2022. I think that's really important for our audience, both destinations and influencers, to be aware of for this next year.
Yep, there's a lot going on in the world, and being prepared for anything cannot hurt. So slipping that in there.
Exactly. Exactly. Preparedness is key. That is for sure. Another trend that we want to chat about is a report from Tagger Media. And this number is incredible. So listen closely. It says, quote, travel and hospitality influencer posts see 9,567% higher engagement than brand profiles do. That is incredible. That it just honestly goes to show the importance of influencer marketing.
Yep. And we'll be talking a little bit more about this next year. But there are a lot of destinations I know of that aren't currently using influencers. And so whether you are or aren't, this is either validating what you're doing or it's telling you what you need to do next year in 2022. Influencers are not going to go away.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So if you haven't gotten onto the influencer marketing train, now is the time. And honestly, if you're lost on what to do, contact Relic. Relic Agency has an amazing influencer marketing program, and they'll be able to help you succeed in any effort that you want for 2022.
Yep. And to end our episode, we've got one more tip and trick, one more trend for 2022 to talk about. This one can go for multiple different types of businesses, but I think it is going to be interesting and somewhat challenging maybe for destinations. One of the trends that I have seen and read about that will come next year is about conversion. We've seen that no matter what social media platforms come and go, whether it's Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, a lot of influencers are becoming so popular that engagement and views are definitely one metric that you should be using and watching. But another metric that's going to be super important is conversion. Is going to be, how do you track conversions and how does the influencer prove that they are truly influencing their audience? So influencers, if you're listening, start thinking about what metrics you can use and track and show the destination to show that success. And destinations, what can you help provide the influencer, whether it's a booking link, a discount code, anything like that that can prove conversion, and see how many people are truly and actually acting upon the information we're providing.
Exactly. Yep. I think that's great advice for both destinations and influencers to know. Well, that has been a very exciting episode of all of the 2022 upcoming trends that have been projected and that we think are definitely going to happen. So we're so excited to continue talking about all things influencer marketing, but join us outside of the podcast on our social media platforms. You can find us on Instagram, Pinterest, and Twitter. You can also stay up to date with all of our latest content at the website www.thedmpn.com.
Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you in 2022. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.